Jeff Murphy.
Hi, am I speaking with Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm one of the online specialists here.
Yeah.
How are you doing this Wednesday?
Better than some people.
Right. Ain't that the truth, man? I'm doing good, too. You know, happy hump day. We're halfway there.
Yeah.
It's been hot out here recently, huh? Sure, Long Beach is the same. I'm just in Huntington Beach, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty nice in Huntington Beach, yeah, especially when you go down to the beach area, you know, get out there towards the ocean.
Way different but, than the Inland Empire, you know.
Yes. What kind of packages do you have for SEO?
Yeah, so it'd be the same package that you're on currently for your local SEO, but I wanted to gauge more. So the new company, tell me about that one. Like, what is it? Piano Storage is what I heard. Is that correct?
Yeah, the actual website is called Piano Storage Moving Expert.com. PianoStoreMovingExperts.com.
Let me pull it up. Give me one quick second. Okay, looks good. All right. I was going to ask you, too, if you're moving them, too. So that's good. So you're moving them. You're offering storage. Looks like you're doing even tuning, repairs, and appraisals on them. Is that right?
Yeah. And I know somewhat about organic. It takes, you know, 2 to 3 months to get visibility on first page of Google. You know, that's fine. We can work towards that, but don't want to be just sitting on our hands for 2 or 3 months. So we're going to probably have to engage with the pay-per-click program to get seen within a few days, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Google ads, and I'll work on accelerating this too so they could push it out a little sooner.
Can I make a comment?
Of course.
Sorry to interrupt you, but...
No, you're good, brother.
The good thing about this is that there's hardly any competition.
Right.
So if you go, look around, there's only like two or three companies in the county, L.A. and Orange County, that are doing it on a larger scale. So hopefully a pay-per-click won't, have to be a big, gigantic investment to get seen, because there's only I think there's only one page of candidates, of competition.
That's all I see too. Pro Piano Movers, right? .com. That the same one you saw?
Yeah. I know those guys. Yeah, I've known them for years.
Yeah, so I'd recommend starting off on just a light budget for Google Ads. That way we could get something going for you, right, while we're working on the local SEO. So the minimum amount is $100 towards Google Ads, right? And your clicks on that section range from like 50 cents to $5 a click. With the limited amount of competition, you shouldn't see very many clicks at $5, you know? So I think $100 would be sufficient for you. So with the local SEO package bundled with $100 of Google Ads, similar to what you started up with us years ago for the other company, that would be at $299 a month. And then as we're getting the local SEO going, you could always take the Google Ads out once you're getting enough organic traffic, similar to what you did with this company, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense. So with so we would basically start out with a pay-per-click program?
Yes. So it'd just be $100 more on top of your local SEO, which brings it to $299 a month for the new business.
Okay, so how much do we submit? I mean, do we make a payment first? Or do we wait till you guys get started?
No, you would make a payment first. That way we could get started on all the programming and stuff. Before we get into that, though, I do need to just verify some things. So let me make sure, for like this new account, are you going to be using the same billing information, or are you using a different billing different billing for the separate company?
Same billing.
Same billing. Okay, perfect. That way I could put it under the same account, so that makes it definitely easier. Okay, so $299 monthly to start.
I tell you what, since I got my partner paying funding most of this,
mm-hmm.
Since I have my partner funding most of this,
yeah,
why don't we put this on a separate account?
Okay, let's do that then. So give me one quick second. So I called you on the 310-508-1346 number. Is there a, I see a 714 number too, 656-3282. Is that still active?
Yeah, it's active.
Okay, it's active. So, and what number are you going to use for the new company though? Let me ask you that.
I'm going to use a call forwarded number that
okay.
your company can choose in the 310
okay.
area. Yeah.
And do you want that to forward to the 310 number or to your 714
exactly.
number? Okay.
Forward to 310. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just go ahead and choose a number and then we'll see. I can change the website number.
Right.
You know, changeability on any time, any day on the website. So you guys choose a 3-1 area number for call forwarding, and I'll just go ahead and use that and put it on the website.
Perfect. Okay. Give me one quick second. Let me just update this here. Okay. So I got the 714. So I'm going to create a new account with that 714 one, but I'm going to make the 310 number the business line, and we'll use a call tracking number that's forwarded to your business line. Okay, just give me one
yeah.
quick spec. Let me just get this all. Just got to transfer everything over to the new account. So give me one sec, and then I'll get the new business information to you. Okay.
Yeah, about how long do you think it'll take with the pay per click to be visible on first page of Google since there's only one competition?
7 to 14 days is what we sent in writing, but you've been a client for years and years and years, so I'm going to push this to our tech team to kind of expedite the process, so you're not looking at more than 7 days before those ads are processed, okay?
Well, I hope not. Well, appreciate that.
Yeah, we got you covered. Let me see. For like your welcome email, initial invoice, right? Like your updates from us. Do you want those going to a different email address for the new account?
No, you can put them at the same email address.
Got it. So pianoperfector@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And let me see. Okay. Let me add. Hold on. This got to go to the business line. Okay, and the company name, is it like the domain? So it's going to be Piano Storage Moving Experts? Is that the name for the new one?
You just add the word and between storage and moving.
Got it. Storage and Moving Experts. Okay. Let me spell check. All right. There we go. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And we do need, and I'm sure Catherine explained this to you, we need a different address for PIN verification for the new business. So
yeah.
What address do you want to use for that one?
It's 20. It's the same as my address, except it's 207. It's my next door neighbor.
Oh, good. Smart man. Okay, here we go. So 207. So it's going to be 207 East 67th Way. That's in Long
yeah.
Beach 90805,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I have the domain already in here. Business line added. Okay. Okay. For your Google ads, how far do you want the radius? Like, how far do you want to target? Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, how far do you want your Google ads to reach? Like 20 miles, 30 miles, all of LA County, Orange County? You tell me.
All of LA County.
Okay. So LA County.
And, as far as, about 35 miles into Orange County.
35 miles into Orange County. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Da-da-da-da. And everything on the website is accurate, right? So you're doing storage for pianos, moving, tuning, repairs, appraisals. Is that all accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, would you say that again?
Storage, moving, and then I see on here, too, tuning, repairs, and appraisals. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So next up, because it's a new business, I'm going to schedule a client interview. So you'll speak to somebody from Catherine's side, more than likely Catherine, right? Just to go over like keyword phrases, the service radius, all that fun stuff, right? And it, like I said, I'm going to push this over to our Google ad team to expedite those Google ads. Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, let me secure the new billing info. So is on the new account, the card that you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, both? You tell me.
My name is, you can use the card that you're, you already have on file.
Oh, use the card that we already have on file. Okay, got you. So, okay, let me have my billing department then pull that real fast. Give me one quick second. That way I could attach it to the new account, okay?
Yeah.
While she's getting that, my wife's actually the one in the billing department, so I just messaged her directly. I'm just waiting for her to get back to me.
Nice to see you. Do you feel like I'm glad you're here? Do you feel like that means
Yeah. It looks good, yeah. That's a nice...
No, like we don't want it halfway off of us because that would feel wobbly.
Exactly, yeah. And plus, who's ever sitting there can look at the audience while they're playing, and they can sing to the audience. No, they were just singing to the picture.
Yeah. I don't know if this house will fit.
This is nice, yeah. Did you just get these, right?
This is from the baby's room.
Oh.
I guess they're not babies anymore. They're 12 and 11-year-olds.
You know, I still call my 12, 14-year-old the baby sometimes.
Yeah, I guess it was their nursery.
Uh-huh.
And I guess just assembled it. It was so hard to, like... I mean, like, they were in bed, but I still had kept it as, like, almost just very fancy. And so now they're kind of like, Mom, like, we need to get rid of the crystal chandelier. So, I'm like, okay.
They're so cute when they're, like, 2 to 9.
I like the teenage years when they get a little older, but it's hard. I really miss having these.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Oh, you have one girl, right?
I have one girl. She's almost 28. 27. I guess not almost. She'll be 28 next year.
So. Oh, yeah. Mine's 26.
Yeah.
My older one. Well, yeah, she's married already. Mm-hmm. About a year and a half ago. And I just got a 14-year-old and her.
Do you ever play
in musical? Oh, yeah, they both play a little bit. Yeah. And, yeah, my younger one's interested in taking lessons. My older one already has.
Yeah. Do you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she, her teacher passed away. And so we like to see her take lessons again, but the older one, too. And she learned how to memorize. She got on YouTube and learned the theme to Titanic.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, she's pretty good. And she can sing like a bird.
Yeah.
She's really got a beautiful voice.
Your wife is...
She's from Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys decide to homeschool your daughter, or did you...
Yeah, yeah. I told her about what you were the numbers and stuff. I forgot what she did. Do you have another number she could call for this upcoming year?
Yeah, has she done it yet, or was she?
I think she's just getting because this is her first year of high school.
Oh, high school.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's just out of eighth grade now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's a couple of different, you know, you're going to be able to homeschool. There's probably 10 different companies you can go with. I just do it on my own. I don't go with the company because I want to have, I don't want the state involved at all.
So. Well, that's the wise choice. Yeah, it's probably some more work for you.
Yeah, you know, honestly, it ends up being less work because I don't have any kids, but I know what to learn. They don't have enough to jump through.
Oh.
But if people don't know, like, what the kids need to learn, like, I already enjoy knowing what it was. So if the kids don't know what to learn, it's a nice jumping off point. Like, there's little things that they require. Like, I don't have to turn anything into the state. I don't have to meet with the teacher. I just want the girls over, but I want to make sure the kids are educated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's...
But because I already know, like, everything that I'm using, I don't work out. But if somebody like had a friend, it's never homeschooled. They don't know what to do. And so that is what we have to do. You don't have to have a friend, but it helps if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Very easy.
But yeah, I can see you, but really.
You must have been a teacher, huh?
No, but I did major in it for a little bit.
What did you do for a career?
I was a nurse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But only for 9 years. After I got
pregnant,
I was
well, that's where you're needed most anyway, probably. Because you got 3 kids, right?
Yeah, 5. 27.
4 boys?
4 boys.
I forgot about that. Man, you have really got a lot of...
So most of them, I mean, 3 of them are raised. Like, I don't want to see that.
Wow.
On those.
You've been through a lot. Man. How you doing on that?
Oh, I'm done. Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, let me get your client interview scheduled. Do you have time today at 3:00?
What time is it now?
It's 1:48, so about an hour from now, hour and 10 minutes.
I'd say probably closer to 4 would be good.
Okay,
if you can, or 4 or 4:30.
So we close at 4. So do you want to do? Is there a time tomorrow that works better for you to do the client interview?
How long does it take?
Usually it takes about 30 minutes or so.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess tomorrow then would be better, yeah.
Okay, so the earliest appointment they have is 7 a.m. The latest is 3 p.m., and then they have all the slots in between except for 12 o'clock.
Can we do, like, 8?
8 a.m.? Yes, sir. All right, so let me get you booked in for 8 a.m. Okay, so you're going to get an email calendar invite. It'll say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, EN for English. And then 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Get this sent off to you. Okay, and that's done. When you get a chance, I know it's been years since you signed up before, but we do send your initial invoice and your welcome email at sign up. When you get a chance, you'll be able to see your terms of experience, and it just lists everything that's included in writing. If you have any questions on it, I'm sure you don't because you've already done this with us, but if you do, you can always reach out to me directly. Okay?
Okay, can you text me your direct phone number? Or?
Yes, sir. That's the next thing I was going to do. All right.
Just give me okay.
A sec. My, like, pre-made text is down, so I got to type it. All right, so here that comes to you right now. And what I'll do to you tomorrow, first off, I'm going to push this to our Google Ad department, explain to them, you know, this is a new account, but from an existing client to really expedite that Google Ad process. And tomorrow for the client interview, as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'll call you and I'll introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Do you have any type of outline that might be helpful for me to know in advance about what he's going to ask me about and tell me about so I might be better prepared?
Yeah, so what will happen is they're just going to go over, like, your keywords with you, right, just to make sure, like, we're targeting you for the right type of services. And then they'll ask you, like, if you have a slogan for your business, main goal for your clients, just for, like, all the content, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, it should be a pretty easy call. It usually takes about 30 minutes or so. They walk you through the terms of experience, too, so you see, like, everything that's included. But it's everything that you've done before, so it should be easy breezy. Okay?
Sounds good. Okay.
All right.
Your first name is what, Dan, you say?
Yeah, Daniel Nelson. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, right. And... go ahead.
Do you want us to call the 310 number tomorrow or the 714?
310.
310. Okay, perfect, perfect. So I'm going to put that on file here. Okay, awesome. Okay.
The 714 number call forwards to the 310 anyway. It's just a target, Orange County.
Got it. God, that makes perfect sense. Okay, okay.
Alrighty. All right.
All right, sir. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Congratulations again. And thank you so much for being a long-term client, sir. We'll work really hard for you.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.